by the ocean with Janice, who is probably, I'm guessing, in her 20s. And my question to her, like all the people this morning, were, what are your, you know, three top concerns about health and wellness today?
I think that my greatest concern lately is morality and how it affects your health, because like you were saying earlier with the older gentleman, he smokes, he drinks, he's cool, he's 80, you know, he's happy with that. But I think that when you're younger, your morality really defines kind of how you treat yourself and how you take care of yourself and take care of others. So, you know, inadvertently, your morality weighs more heavily on you than maybe your diet, so to speak. I heard in a study that people who saw their lives as stress-free also died as prevalently as the people who saw stress as something that makes them strong. So I think it's a lot of mind over matter. I think the organic thing is a huge question. I would love to eat organic, but as industry leaders and legislators have put it, we can't have access to that as they certainly do. So I think that it's a battle of spirit and a battle of heart to maintain your spiritual health and your mind and body health.
Do you think that people within the industry who make our foods have the same morality?
I wish that they would think more clearly about the impact that they have on our general society. There's, I don't know, probably a half a billion people or whatever out there who are living a North American lifestyle, and they have the money and they have the attentive sort of know-how to go after these items, but they're hard to access, and it's because of a power, I guess, over our own sort of intention on this world. I think that morality, again, comes right down to how you treat other people and yourself. And so if you allow other people access to things that help them and that make them happy, then you yourself will be happy and we'll all hopefully have, you know, joy and longevity forever.
So I walked up to you and I saw that you had headphones on and you were writing in a book. Is that part of your regime? What do you do to have a clear mind and clear spirit?
Man, that's a good question, because it's funny, I'm a journalist and I've been out of work for about a year now, but I've been kind of dallying in production and stuff to make up for it. But I think that for a long time, I didn't actually write unless I was paid. So it took a long time for me to get over that pride and to really pick up the pen again for the right reasons. And now that I have, it's given me such clarity of mind, like every morning. Like it's really cool, because I try to write a blog now every day, and so I try to think of like what's on my mind. And funny enough, I literally was trying to define morality, because everybody here is so joyful, but you know, we live an abundance of life. We take so much resources from this world, and it's not even ourselves that are making those choices. I mean, if I think that the population knowingly would make the right choice, because we often do vote in the like to help humanity sort of thing. So I think that we should all take a moment of our day to think out what's on our mind and process our feelings. And that way we can kind of help spread that sort of peace of mind throughout the world.
So it sounds like you are more interested in, and I'm listening to you and I understand what you're saying. So you're more interested in, it's heavy, but it's not. So if people talk about how they eat and about how they exercise, but you're giving as much weight to your mindset and how you feel. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, I think that when I see a beautiful day like this, it makes me feel like I want to run. You know, like I see all these people here running and I'm so envious. I don't have that kind of fervor for running just yet. But I think that when you arm yourself with the right peace of mind and with the right tools, like, you know, if I buy the proper gear to go running, then I can still celebrate this wonderful park that we have here and stuff like that. So it's really important to, you know, work on the entire whole. I mean, I'm kind of Buddhist too. So, you know, and coming from a quantum physics standpoint and everything like that, I think this whole spiritual awakening thing that's happening over our last 5 years or 10 years, whatever, however it's defined, has been a really great thing for people everywhere. And I think that they're coming to that realization themselves too, that if you think well and you go after, you know, like good people and good hobbies and positive mind frame and all that stuff, that, you know, you'll be healthy overall. I can't see how you could be sick from that.
So you shouldn't feel guilty then about running, because clearly you sitting down really and taking a moment to enjoy this beautiful scenery on a beautiful day with the sunshine, you're probably, you know, less stressed out than the person who's running by you for a very different reason. Do you sleep well because you do this? Like, do you eat well?
I've noticed in the last couple of months switching my priorities around. I think a lot of things you get frustrated as a you know post grad who is marginally employed all the time. So sometimes it's hard not to participate in the joys of life, like working all the time, like to have that kind of enthusiasm. But I think that you have to listen to your body. I mean, like I can't hate on myself because you know I happen to be relaxing and that's the way that I enjoy myself today. But you know, I think that when I celebrate that fact, that'll lead to other joys. And I see people running by, and I've been a runner on and off my whole life, and I get jealous. And maybe jealousy and healthy competitive spirit is, you know, that kind of jovialness that we can take to industry as well, hopefully one day. You know, I think that being competitive in the right regard and being healthy could be a lot of fun, you know.
I'm going to chill a lot more just meeting you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really